Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
The Carrie and Tommy podcast begins in just seconds. Powered by Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out at alintaenergy.com.au. True power.
Thank you for being a friend.
Yeah.
And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
It's the one and only
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah.
Welcome to your Wednesday afternoon, our post-roast show.
And I am a little dusty. A little
you don't
tender.
Look it. My voice, fun. I think, tells how I'm feeling.
You were excellent last night, Carrie.
So were you. Everybody was excellent. Honestly, that roast was one of the funniest 2 hours I've ever been a part of. I'm not talking about my own role in it. I'm saying sitting back and watching some of your nearest and dearest roast you. They were on fire. The laugh per minute rate was out of control. The whole audience, like, I still have goosebumps about it. It was incredible. Yes. It was so funny.
Of the 1,000 people there, there was one person who wasn't having a good time.
That was
one audience member that I could see who it was clearly too much. And everybody else was laughing at and clapping and slapping their friends. And there was this one audience member just trying to cower away as the insults got worse and worse and worse.
Left and or stayed the whole time?
No, they were right in the middle. Right in the middle, front and center.
So we are going to play you throughout the show today some of the best bits from last night's roast.
No, some of the bits we can play.
Sorry, that is true. We can probably play less than a quarter of what was said in the room. Yes. That's why you got to be there. We are absolutely going to do it again, and you've got to come along next time. Mm. But up next, we've got to talk about the pivot that happened in the middle of this roast. The roast was meant to be about you.
Yes, you mean the reprieve that I got.
Yes. And then suddenly the attention turned to someone else, and we're going to discuss that next.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's your Wednesday arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Roasting season is also over for now. Because what a night.
What a night. It was so funny. You are going to hear some of the best bits of last night's roast of one Tommy Little. It's definitely worth waiting for around this afternoon because it is so funny. I don't know which bits to play you first, in what order, because all of it was so funny.
And all of the bits, I can just think of bits not to play.
I know. There was a lot.
There's a lot of not to play.
It was a case of, if you ever hear us say it's a one night only thing and you have to be in the room to hear it, believe us, because some of the stuff that was said last night, unfortunately, will only have been 13 10 60, actually, if you were in the room and you want to ring up and say what, if you enjoyed your night and your favourite bits. But right now, there was a moment in the show where it really took an unexpected turn, but a delightful, unexpected turn.
And the man who is responsible for that turn was one of our roasters, comedian Carl Chandler, and he joins us now. G'day, Chandler.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me, guys.
Firstly, spectacular
job.
So
good.
Thank you. What a night. I mean, honestly, I was very surprised at your listeners. I sort of thought, you know, very polite sort of, you know, afternoon radio listeners, you know, go pretty easy, and then you go out there and it's like throwing red meat to lions out there. They were insane.
Our listeners are the absolute best. Yes. And yes, they did.
Yes.
They came.
And Carl, we mentioned it took a bit of a turn when you got up there. Can you explain for people who weren't there what you chose to do with your spot? Because typically how a roast goes is the roasters get up and you usually tee off a couple of jokes at a couple of the other roasters, and then you focus your attention on me. You chose to do something slightly different.
I did something slightly different, which was, you think, well, if no one knows who you are, you got to do something to stand out. So I got out there, and like you said, you start off, you address one of the other people sitting next to you, and I did that, did about 3 jokes on them, then did another joke, then did another 3 jokes, then did another 5 jokes, and then people started to go, he's concentrating way too much on Tom Ballard and how fat he is. This is weird. And then I did another 10 jokes. And then I did another 10 jokes.
All at Tom Ballard about how fat he was, yes.
Yes. And then it was just, I think it might have been 36 jokes about how fat Tom Ballard is. And then I said, I'm out of time, guys. Good night. Sorry if I offended you, Tommy Little. Apologies.
It got to the point where one of your jokes was, and Sonia DiOrio's here, she's next to Tom Ballard. And then you just teed off on Tom Ballard again. It was so beautifully done.
My favourite bit was, because yes, people think you're going to focus on someone else. And at one point I went, Luke McGregor's here. Luke, you'll like this one. Tom Ballard is so fat.
Honestly, it was so memorable though. So many people afterwards said to me when I was asking them, you know, if they enjoyed the night, they were like, oh my God, that bit in the middle roasting Tom Ballard was the absolute best.
I think that's very funny that you say it was very memorable, because what I heard from your people was they were interviewing people outside and they said, what was the most memorable bit? And they go, the bloke I don't know the name of that got stuck into Tom Ballard.
Well,
so it's like, well, couldn't have been that memorable if you don't know the name.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because we do have audio of people afterwards and you might be pleasantly surprised, Carl. Have a listen.
Who was your favourite roaster?
That one, I forgot his name.
Favourite roaster of the night?
I can't remember names, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Did you have a favourite roaster?
I think, what was his name? The one giving you Tom Ballard heaps.
Oh, Carl.
Oh, no, you won't be pleasantly surprised. No, you're right. The cut-through was mainly for Tom Ballard's name.
Yeah, I did say his name a lot more than I said my own, so that's fair.
Were you going to put... Sorry, you keep going.
I did think, you know, when I got to the end and I was like, oh, you know, I've just, you know, had a really good one to, I don't know how many people, 1,200 people that were there. I opened up the phone. Oh, just a tidy new 4 Instagram followers. That's about a good one.
Yeah, but to be fair, Tom Ballard got about an extra 800, so not bad for him.
Tom Ballard's still expanding.
Can you give it, okay, tell us your Insta handle now. Let's get you some new followers. Because honestly, to everyone listening now, this is the man that made the night. He was bloody brilliant. What's your Insta handle?
Hang on, no. It's embarrassing that Carl has to do this.
It's not.
No, it is. He shouldn't have to plug his own Instagram.
Oh, Carl, just plug it.
I will do it. It is at Tom C. Ballard.
I want his actual Insta handle.
I know. I'm waiting now.
Follow Tom Ballard's Insta account, and then you can see what I was talking about last night.
Help him out.
It's just at Carl Chandler.
Thank you.
Yeah. But listen, look, who cares about my Instagram? Listen to the podcast later, because if you thought I was funny on the roast, that's what I do all the time on the podcast called Little Dum Dum Club.
Yes.
You know, we're all pretty savage to each other on that, so that was fun.
Thank God we finally got there.
It is a wonderful podcast. And also, you guys are putting on 4 live shows for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Head to littledumdumclub.com if you want to get your hands on tickets. We are going to also play Carl's bits later in the show.
Carl, we are playing some of the bits that we're allowed to play for legal reasons and censorship reasons and all of it. Is there a particular bit that you're looking forward to people hearing?
Honestly, I walked out there and I was saying to your guys on the way out, I was like, well, enjoy the 3-minute edit you've got tomorrow, because that's about all you can play. I could not remember anything that you should play. I don't know what you're going to play.
Well, stay tuned and you will find out. Carl Chandler, thank you so much. Last night you were spectacular, and people go see the Little Dum Dum Club, their live podcast. Carl, thank you very much.
At the Basement Comedy Club. Come on down. We've got heaps of comedy during the comedy festival.
Yes.
You're the best. It was so brilliant, Carl. Thank you so much. 13:10:60. Get amongst us. Tell us the highlights of your night last night at the roast.
Carrie and Tommy.
Few Wednesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And wouldn't you rather be driving Australia's number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover why at your local Ford dealer.
Yeah, so we are going to play you throughout this show some of the best bits from the roast of Tommy Little last night. Also go to our socials at Carrie Tommy Show. They've already put up my clip, a little bit of my roast to you online.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, you couldn't hear, we can't put all of it up.
Yeah.
Some of it was not appropriate for broadcast. Made myself laugh with some of my fun gags. Anyway.
You say that like they weren't funny. They were excellent.
Oh, no, I know
so
they were.
Funny.
Yeah. Okay, good. It was feigned humility.
Simone, were you there?
Oh, my gosh, was I there? It was amazing. I loved it.
Wasn't it so much fun, Simone?
Oh, it truly was. From start to finish, it was what can you say? It was just the funniest show I've ever seen. Absolutely loved it. I was on such a high, I couldn't sleep last night.
Simone, I don't know if you were like me. I expected it to be funny, but I didn't expect it to be that funny, but I also didn't expect it to be that cutting.
True. But they were delivered with such love that you really just couldn't help but to laugh.
Yes, exactly.
And it was just hilarious. It was so much fun. Absolutely loved it.
Great.
Do you think, Simone, that it is a very Australian thing to take the piss of those nearest and dearest to you?
It is. It's definitely a term of endearment, and it's certainly something that we actually take a national pride in.
Who do you want to see roasted next, Simone?
Oh, gosh, that's putting me on the spot. On the spot,
I know you're
a
school pickup. I know.
Carrie, it is.
Carrie.
Well, it would have to be Carrie followed by, I think you couldn't go past either Nick Cody or even Dilruk.
Yes, good on you, Simone.
You'll hear their roast later in the show as well. Simone, we'll let you get back to pick up. Thanks so much, babe.
G'day, Kayla.
Hello.
Did you have a favourite roaster from last night?
Oh, gosh, so hard to pick. But, I didn't know his name last night, the guy who kept going at Tom Ballard, but I heard him on the show earlier.
Still don't know.
And I've now followed him. I've followed him.
Good on you, Kayla.
He will notice.
My husband was literally crying with laughter.
Oh, I was too.
Crying.
I took my friend, and she said you had to go put a panty liner on after his set.
Oh, he will notice the 10% bump in his followers. Thank you, Kayla. I appreciate it. Have a good one. G'day, Mitchell.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Did you go to the roast last night?
I did. It was absolutely amazing.
Oh,
it was
man.
So good.
Wasn't it fun?
What were some of your best bits, Mitch?
To be honest, the bit that I love the most is that no one was safe. Not even Kate from Killslice Nan was safe.
Yeah.
It was so good. And poor Tommy Ballard, he absolutely copped it.
But wasn't he a good sport about it? I thought he was so good.
Yeah. Hey, Mitch, were you surprised, only because he hasn't done public speaking before, but how good was Gilly?
Oh, he was actually really good. As soon as I got home, I said to Dad, I'm like, I can tell you one thing. Gilly's probably not going to make a comedian, but he still was pretty funny.
Yeah, he's an absolute ripper. Thanks, Mitch. Good on you.
Jackie. Hey, Jackie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Very good. Did you enjoy your night?
Oh, freaking loved it, guys. Absolutely freaking loved it.
Honestly, you were the best crowd ever. Like, you were so good. It was almost like we were paying you to laugh.
Well, you know what? Like, I work in a hospital, right? So I have a fair journey home from my way home. I listen to you guys every night on the way home. When I heard you were doing this roast, I was like, I didn't know you were going to give the tickets away for it. But I mean, like, as soon as I heard, I thought, mate, I don't care. I've got to get tickets for this. I don't care what they cost. It'd be the best night, like, better than any Pink concert or anything like. I mean, he's the best, mate. You know what I mean?
Oh, so good.
In this day and age, we have to laugh. And if you can't laugh, well, sad life.
Well, I think we're going to do it again, Jackie, so you'll have to come along to the next one. We just got to find who do you want to see roasted next?
Oh, God.
Carrie.
Well, don't leave that choice to me. Let's go Carrie then.
Yeah. It's good. Bless you, Jackie. Thank you so much.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
And Bickers, what a treat. Post roast, they're two of the
just
best in
need.
The business, and
the we
are
going to.
We are
going
to. Yes, is exactly what
before.
We need. They are going to join us for a chat after this, but right now, let's hear them perform live. It is Sam Fisher and Guy Sebastian with Antidote.
It's funny how I hate it when I'm here, but here I am again. I find a way to make a masterpiece out of the mess I've made, but thank you, God. Making it okay. Oh, you take the weight off my shoulder. You make it safe to get older. When I'm losing life, when I'm tipping over, you're where I go. Whenever my feet miss a landing, you take me from stumbling to dancing. You're where I go. Everything's broken. My antidote.
Sam Fisher and Guy Sebastian. That is Antidote live on the Carrie and Tommy Show.
How good.
What a beautiful song. And the guys, join us now.
Because this is exciting. Because usually, if I was this hungover and fragile, I would get very nervous about having a guest in our studio. But these two gentlemen are absolutely beautiful and divine.
One of them you've stalked a bit, and the other I've stalked a bit recently. So collectively, they're very happy to be here in our presence.
That's a flex, though. That is a flex, having Carrie stalk the stalk.
It's pretty good. Can we get who stalked who?
Short moment in time.
Yeah. Well, so you are up in my grill. Okay.
Yeah, I stalked you. I'm sorry you got me.
That's right. You know
what? It's very disappointing.
I'm curious what you found.
If someone goes, either Carrie or Tommy stalked me, they automatically assume it's me, and they're automatically disappointed that it is me.
We love you guys.
When you say you're a bit dusty, are you more dusty than you were from this like ridiculously big night that Sam keeps telling me about that you guys had?
Yeah, you guys went out
on the town. Had a good time.
He's like, man.
It was just 10 of us in a tattoo parlor. It was very chill.
Yeah.
He's just, like, that dude. You know what I mean? Party.
Did that shock you, Sam, that Tommy parties?
No, absolutely no. It was run of the mill. It was a pretty average night for Tommy and I.
Yeah, I think we were just playing dominoes or something, talking about the life, you know, trying to solve the world's big issues. That's right. Where it gets done at 2 a.m. in a tattoo shop.
2 a.m. in a tattoo shop.
Yeah. Did you end up with any tats that night?
I didn't. I'm furious about it. I should have.
You should have.
I think
you
I did
have got
get
Tommy
tattooed.
To tattoo.
You got.
I think I got. Did you get the ankle done?
Yours are
the
growing.
Since
no,
I
you
saw
got.
You in Cancun.
This was right after you got your neck done.
Yeah.
Maybe it was that.
He got his hand done too.
Oh, my pussy hand.
Oh.
Sorry, that sounds worse than it is. I have a lion on my hand for
very
those people
delicate
listening.
Now.
Is it a lion or a tiger? It's a lion. Now, I can't talk. This is meant to be a lion, but kids come up and they're like, oh, it's a seahorse.
Oh, I thought it was.
Oh, it does look like a seahorse. Yes.
Very sassy seahorse. It's a cut-eye.
Are you done now, guys?
No. This was my last one. And
beautiful.
It's really hang on. Cool. Is it like a tadukan, but different animals?
it's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
It's a weep. Classic weep.
So it is a tadukan.
No, it's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
But great, I've got a tadukan and a seahorse. Awesome. I need a new bloody tattoo artist.
Now
can you
guys
actually give me what I've asked for, bro?
Just go to the one that they go to late at night.
Yeah. Right. Nothing goes wrong.
2 a.m. tattoo Nolsey when I ask for myself on my back.
One of the things I didn't realise, and I don't know if we've ever talked about this before or somehow it's gone from my head, that you were a really good tennis player, Sam.
Thank you for saying that publicly. Yeah. And I will write that into the sentence. You know, I wanted to be a tennis player.
Yeah, but we all wanted to be things.
I was like,
he realized the other people he was playing with would beat him.
It's true. I was on like the like junior circuit or whatever, and then there's a player named Bernard Tomic who used to play for Australia.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it Tomic
and he's
or
Tomic. Isn't he Czech?
Tomic.
Bernard Tomic?
Tomic.
We all know the guy you're
whatever.
Talking about.
Yeah. He's 2 years younger than me, I think. Hopefully only two. But he was also like a foot taller than me when we played. I think I was 11 or 12 and he was 10.
You left that detail out when you were telling me this story yesterday.
I'm a humble guy, guy.
Well, I read that he said he could have been the next Leighton Hewitt, so...
Imagine if I was walking around saying that. I love that.
How cocky I will that you be can saying just that. Flip the script. Like he's not walking around going, "Yeah, I could have been a world famous singer doing duets with Demi Lovato and stuff."
But then I saw Sam Fisher sing, and I went,
"No, stick to tennis." No, he beat me so badly when I was 12, and he was 10.
Is this how far back we're talking?
No, this is how far back we're talking. Like I was serious. Like it was my whole dream.
As serious as you can be.
He beat me, and I was like, I'm not good enough. And that was
one game. Bernard Thomas thrust your tennis dream single-handedly.
It was like love and one. It was 6-love, 6-1. I was like, I got a game purely because he double faulted a lot. And like that I will ride into the sunset. But yeah.
If you went on a court now, can you have a court? Why don't you have a hit, you two?
I know.
Yeah, I've got a court, yeah. We said that the other day.
Would you be any good? If you were going out on the court now?
Oh, my God. Is this...
Sorry. Is this... Should we go play?
Is this embarrassing?
Should we all play?
Am I the only one here that doesn't have a tennis court? Oh, my God. Tommy. I'm such a povo. I am so sorry.
Let me make you feel good about yourself. For the last year, I've been living in my mother-in-law's basement. So you're
good,
bro.
But does she have a tennis
court? She does not, my friend.
She's got a table tennis. Like,
big pool table. Big tennis table.
Well, we've got more with Guy Sebastian and Sam Fisher coming up. So stick around.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie and Tommy driving you home for your Wednesday arvo. We've still got Guy Sebastian and Sam Fisher with us. And if you just missed us, this is a little bit of the performance they just did for us. Even when I am deep in the hole, in the lonely,
ain't nobody know me like you know me. We talk about your song. So when did you guys write this together?
Was it like a year and a half ago? Nearly 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've known of him for a while. He's been around.
when
but he looks younger than me. Look at the skin.
Oh, please.
When you write a song like Antidote together, is it one of your ideas and you get the other person involved?
Guy made it honestly so easy for me. His drummer got married, and at the end of his vows, he said, you're the antidote to my problems.
Aww.
And there's three writers in the room of this song, because Dave Tweedy was the one that we were a little bit drunk at that point of the night. You were more drunk than me, though, Tweedy. And
all right, don't be nasty. Like, the roast was last night.
The guy's right there.
Tennis court.
No, but he said, oh, my God. Yeah, we were both saying, what a beautiful thing to say. And then Tweedy sent me a little guitar thing the next day. And then I sat at the piano. I think I sent you a piano thing back, and then I sung a melody down, and then I knew Sam was coming in the next day. I'd always wanted to work with Sam, and I started following him. Actually, it was a year and a half before This City blew up. Like, it was released way before it went, you know, around the world. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hang on, who is this guy? Then I found out he was an Aussie and became a huge fan.
Which people still to this day are finding out. Like, Australians are finding out that I'm Australian. And I'm like, come on, guys. It's the one cool thing about
me. Also, is Guy just trying to claim that, like, I discovered him way before he was big? Yeah, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. I mean, I'll take it. No, he did. He followed me in, like, 2020, and I saw it come through. Like, it was like, live like, on my phone, like, whatever.
Did you follow back straight away, or did you play cool?
I feel like I said to myself, play it cool, and then an intrusive thought happened. I was like, follow. I was like, damn, there it goes.
Very keen follow back. And then I was
waiting for the message to come through, and it didn't. So then I replied to a story and was like, you better sing, mate, yeah. and then we got to talking, and then, yeah, I mean, like, you know, I grew up listening to him sing. He was like my vocal Bible growing up. So, like, when he asked me to come over and write, I gave myself this pep talk in the morning, being like, if you screw this up, bro, I will never forgive you.
Forgive me on what is going to potentially be an insulting question, but you say that a guy was like your Bible growing up, like your vocal Bible. Are you not both the same age? Sam, do you look old, or God, do you look young?
Oh, my God.
He's had a tough paper.
You guys used to hang out.
Where? I need the Bowie. I need the Ozempic. Someone bring it in. Yeah. What the hell?
He had eight vaccines.
And you're not answering the question.
Unfortunately, is one of
I think he actually wants to
know. You know what, Tommy? It's been a really tough couple years.
But Sam, maybe
you can see it in each line.
One night out with him, and it ages you.
I mean, this is your fault.
But maybe it's not. Maybe you don't look old. Maybe Gardas looks incredibly young.
That's it.
Let's go with that.
Okay. Yeah. Gary, your
don't
question.
Worry. Hey, I'll go Google That's their it. Ages after. I'll let you know.
Hey, boys, it is always such a pleasure for everyone listening. Of course, make sure you get your hands on Antidote. It is an amazing song. Yeah, Guy Sebastian, Sam Fisher, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We love you guys. Thank you so Thanks much, as always.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon, the post-roast show.
Yes, and we are just about to hear a bit of Lady Bickmore's, the hostess with the mostesses, opening remarks.
Yeah, so I was incredibly nervous because I had to host this night and I kept telling you, and you guys wouldn't understand this, so I don't know why I'm looking at you, Jesse, because this does not apply to you. When you are not a comedian, and sorry, that bit applies to you, but when and you're in a room full of comedians, you're in a room full of comedians, it is so intimidating, and then have to take the stage. I was so glad I was at the beginning because it was before everyone else absolutely took it off to places I could never have explored. And I just walking out there, I was shitting myself. And as soon as I saw our beautiful audience and they were so excited and happy to be there, all the nerves went away and I actually had so much fun.
Well, Carrie, you were exceptional, but to keep people listening, I'm going to say this instead. Were you any good? We'll find out next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And a big round of applause for the hostess of the roastess with the mostess, 1C Bickmore.
Now, what you're about to hear is the bit that we can air. Yes. Most of mine was airable. I kept it pretty safe. Yeah, there was only a few things we've had to take out. Not fit for broadcast. You can also catch it on our Insta as well. This is me. I had the pleasure of opening the show. So I welcomed everybody to the roast and then welcomed all the individual comedians throughout the night. This is me roasting.
Sorry, I wanted to say, but just before you play it, I was saying to you in the whole lead up, you are going to be absolutely fine. There'll be an amazing crowd and you'll be wonderful because I knew you were going to be. And you're far funnier than you ever think you are. But what I didn't tell you is that, to be honest, if that opening spot bombs, the whole show is stuffed.
No, I knew that. That's why I was so nervous. Even one of our producers who saw the rehearsal said to me afterwards, Belle said, oh, you were actually better than I thought you were going to be. I said, what do you mean? She said, I watched you in rehearsal and I was stressed. And I was like,
I know, and she was on your payroll.
I know.
That's what people on your payroll are saying.
Anyway, this is me opening the show, Roasting Tommy.
I will be your host for the night. My role is to do the heavy lifting for the show, which is what I've done for Tommy for most of his career, so I think I have this. We were originally going to invite everyone Tommy had ever slept with, but this theatre can only fit 800, so be limited. Everyone will get 5 minutes each to roast Tommy, which is 2 minutes more than Tommy ever spoke on the project, so it's quite a long time. In fact, he had such an impact on that show that most people don't even realise he's left. But I am so lucky that I get to do an afternoon radio show with this great man every day. A lot of people ask why we do an afternoon show and don't do breakfast radio. I mean, it's pretty obvious, really. Breakfast radio starts at 6 a.m. and Tommy isn't even really home at that time, so that would be impractical. In fact, we planned the roast for a Tuesday night because we thought it would be just long enough from Tommy's weekend that he wouldn't cry. So... Oh, no, he still might. I've never met somebody that is more popular than Tommy Little. Everyone annoyingly seems to love him. Young women, old women like your grandma, sniffer dogs at airports, you know. They just cannot get enough of Tommy Little. He used to be apparently like the Leonardo DiCaprio of comedy, you know. Fit, good looking, always got a young girl in his arm, you know. But to be honest, he's a year off turning 40, he's rapidly greying and he's still got the young girls on his arm, which means he's still like Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. But ew, yeah? Tommy, here's a tip. Here's something you may not know. Tinder on your phone, yeah? It's an app. It's not a game. It's not like Pokemon. You don't need to catch them all. Yeah. We do hope, I'm sure you all collectively agree, we do hope Tommy eventually meets the one and settles down. We know he has an issue with commitment. On his way into the theatre tonight, a female security guard patted him down, which is one of the longer relationships he has had. it has been a big year for Tommy already. I don't know if you guys have heard, if you listen to our show, that he has recently been diagnosed with ADHD. And I believe that diagnosis was made by Dr. No Honestly... We joke because we love, though. Truth be told, this man, Tommy Little, has the biggest heart, which makes up for the fact that he has a small everything else, including his package. His salary package, of course. I earn like four times what he does. There's absolutely no joke there. I just thought it's worth you all knowing.
She was so good.
I loved the bit in the middle
still
where you
me stress.
Where you went.
Finished.
No, it's done. You killed it. It was great. I loved the bit in the middle where you went full Mean Girls on the roast, and you went, but ew, and then went, yeah, but ew, yeah.
Am I right?
Ew.
Well, it's because my joke was meant to be that you're like Leo of now, which is ew, and then everyone went, like yes. So I was like, no, we don't like the Leo of now. So I had to explain my joke.
Guys, what I'm trying to say is
ew.
Tommy is ew. Yeah? Yeah. Because we have posted a clip on our socials, at Carrie Thomas Show, if you want to see it. Hughesy's already commented, killed it underneath. This is very funny. It was from Elle. Daisy Thomas. Former Collingwood star, a lot of clappy hands. Oh, this one's pretty good.
Is that for you?
Hey.
Is that what you've got?
The ones.
The clap?
She's not done. She's not done.
You know what that is?
What?
Ew.
Yeah.
There's also this comment, goat, and then the goat emoji. That's from Georgia, who works here. So
at least one of our producers was keen on my set.
Oh, no, Belle's commented as well. I'm really glad this was funny. I didn't think it was going to be.
No, a lot of people also said they want to know where to see it.
Yes.
Well, this is good the luck. Thing. It wasn't made for TV. It was just made for the people that came and for our audience.
Because
we
like our jobs.
Bloody awesome. And we're trying to work out what to do with it. It's just the issue is the content. A lot of it probably can't even be on TV. Yeah. That was the safe bit compared to what everybody else did in the room. And up next, we are going to kick off with the first proper roaster of the night. Dave Thornton, your old housemate, and boy, did he come out of the gate strong.
Just mate.
Oh, he never lived with you?
No.
Oh, really?
That was Luke
Quite
McGregor.
A few of them did.
Oh, he's at the
yeah.
end. Yeah. I mean, it feels like
yeah,
he was
sorry,
there a
David
lot.
Stayed
a yeah.
The Melbourne International Comedy Festival is on now until April 21. Book now at comedyfestival.com.au.
And come and see my show. Tommy Little has a regular sized deck, which kicks off this weekend. Cheap tickets for Easter. See you there.
We'll do Dave Thornton up next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we've just heard the roast from Carrie Bickmore.
Yes, scathing stuff. She called me, ew, yeah.
Ew.
You were magnificent last night, Bickers, and then after your hosting duties of your opening set were out of the way, it was time to bring on the first roaster, which was also the only roaster to call me to check if I was okay with some jokes.
Ooh, and did he do those jokes?
He just told me the areas he was going to play in,
right.
And I didn't. I was like, yeah, bro. Could
do whatever.
Yes.
And he certainly did.
He certainly did. It is none other than one of my best friends, David Marjorie Thornton.
Tommy, yeah, Tommy actually has given himself the nickname The Weapon. No jokes there. What a flog. That is... Genuinely no jokes. Let's be honest, he gets a new tattoo every day. And many of you don't know about this, but the tattoos, they're actually magic eye tattoos. Yeah, they're like those magic eye paintings. Because if you look at every tattoo Tommy has, you squint and you put your head on the side, you see it's a man who's almost about to turn 40 trying to act like he's 22. A lot of people have asked me, has he had any work done? Has he had any work done? Well, I guess the fact that his teeth look like a freshly painted picket fence might tell you something. There's 32 teeth, but they all vote One Nation. It is incredible. What was unsettling was when the dentist said, what shade of white do you want it bleached? He said, Colombian. ladies like Tommy, and how could you not like Tommy? How could you, honestly? There you go. Oh, this is true. We were recently in Adelaide. Two fans came up, two girls. Oh, we just saw your show. Can we get a photo? And they get the photo, they walk off, and one of them said, while she was looking at the brand new photo on an iPhone, she's like, he's got such nice eyes. And I was like, why did she leave the first two letters off STI? That is weird. I'm just saying.
I already did that joke.
I know, but it's worth it for the tag. Wait. This joke works because he slept with so many women, I'm sure his junk looks like the barnacled hull of a 100-year-old fishing trawler. He's done it. Do just want to say it was an honour to come down here because Tommy, it's been an honour for him for me to call him a mate for the last 15 years.
And
well, it's the lead up to when I bang. And you know what I mean? Yeah, here we go, Biggers. You ready? All right, here we go. Because I think Carrie will agree with this. I know Tommy does things at the bottom, like straight from his heart, and he does wonderful things, but what I hate, the side effect, is every woman goes, oh, I'm so nice. And you know what I mean? He does stuff with homing, it raises money for people who run. They're like, oh. And it was only, it was 18 months ago, 2 years ago, he wrote a children's book. And every female in my life's like, that's so nice. I'm like, is it? He doesn't have kids.
He's so good.
You could tell the bit in there where Mama was getting a bit loose.
I've already done that, guy.
Someone's got their opening set out of the way and really loosened up, had a second champagne and really nestled into the night.
Yeah, there was a point, I don't know if we'll play it when we play the Dilruk one, that I was trying to get Dilruk's attention and he just flat out ignored me and I thought he can't hear. And then when he got his whole joke out the way, he was like, yes, Carrie. Annoying woman to the left is interrupting me.
There is only one roaster and one joke that I made about the person that I am worried maybe
may have hurt them.
Maybe. Anyway, we're going to get that person on and play them that joke up next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we've just heard the roast from Carrie Bickmore.
Yes, scathing stuff. She called me, ew, yeah.
Ew.
You were magnificent last night, Bickers, and then after your hosting duties of your opening set were out of the way, it was time to bring on the first roaster, which was also the only roaster to call me to check if I was okay with some jokes.
Ooh. And did he do those jokes?
He just told me the areas he was going to play in, right. And I didn't. I was like, yeah, bro.
Could do whatever.
Whatever. Yes.
And he certainly did.
He certainly did. It is none other than one of my best friends, David Marjorie Thornton.
Tommy, yeah, Tommy actually has given himself the nickname The Weapon. No jokes there. What a flog. That is genuinely no jokes. Let's be honest, he gets a new tattoo every day. And many of you don't know about this, but the tattoos, they're actually magic eye tattoos. Yeah, they're like those magic eye paintings. Because if you look at every tattoo Tommy has, you squint and you put your head on the side, you see it's a man who's almost about to turn 40 trying to act like he's 22. A lot of people have asked me, has he had any work done? Has he had any work done? Well, I guess the fact that his teeth look like a freshly painted picket fence might tell you something. There's 32 teeth, but they all vote One Nation. It is incredible. What was unsettling was when the dentist said, what shade of white do you want it bleached? He said, Colombian. ladies like Tommy, and how could you not like Tommy? How could you, honestly? There you go. Oh, this is true. We were recently in Adelaide. Two fans came up, two girls. Oh, we just saw your show. Can we get a photo? And they get the photo, they walk off, and one of them said, while she was looking at the brand new photo on an iPhone, she's like, he's got such nice eyes. And I was like, why didn't you leave the first two letters off STI? That is weird. I'm just saying.
I already did that joke.
I know, but it's worth it for the tag. Wait. This joke works because he slept with so many women, I'm sure his junk looks like the barnacled hull of a 100-year-old fishing trawler. He's done it. Do just want to say it was an honour to come down here because Tommy, I have been, it's been an honour for him to, for me to call him a mate for the last 15 years.
And
well, it's the lead up to when I bang. And you know what I mean? Yeah, here we go, Biggers. You ready? All right, here we go. Because I think Carrie will agree with this. I know Tommy does things at the bottom, like straight from his heart, and he does wonderful things, but what I hate, the side effect, is every woman goes, oh, he's so nice. And you know what I mean? He does stuff with homing, it raises money for people who run. They're like, oh. And it was 18 months ago, 2 years ago, he wrote a children's book. And every female in my life's like, that's so nice. I'm like, is it? He doesn't have kids.
He's so good.
You could tell the bit in there where Mama was getting a bit loose.
Me?
Yeah. I've already done that joke.
Someone's got their opening set out of the way and really loosened up, had a second champagne and really nestled into the night.
Yeah, there was a point, I don't know if we'll play it when we play the Dilruk one, that I was trying to get Dilruk's attention and he just flat out ignored me and I thought he can't hear. And then when he got his whole joke out the way, he was like, yes, Carrie. Annoying woman to the left is interrupting me.
There is only one roaster and one joke that I made about the person that I am worried maybe
may have hurt them.
Maybe. Anyway, we're going to get that person on and play them that joke up next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Thanks to Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out more at alintaenergy.com.au/truepower.
Now, one of the stars of last night's roast, who also has a show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It is called I'm Not a Robot and it starts April 9th. Make sure you grab your tickets. Is Sonia DiOrio. Here is her in action last night.
Tommy Little, he's the only man up here who could have gotten laid even if he wasn't famous. Yeah, I'm including that cricket too. Tommy should be commended for how charitable he is, you know. He's done great work for Homie, Project Spark, SCIA. I mean, you name a charity and he will get his d*** out for them.
She was so wonderful. She joins us now. Sonia DiOrio, hello.
Hello.
Are you as hungover Hi. As we are?
No, I've just been crying in my bedroom all day, shattered at the awful things everyone said about me.
You were
just kidding. I got off very lightly.
You were so wonderful last night, Sonia. Thank you.
So good.
Thanks for having me. It was so much fun.
We're just in the middle of playing our beautiful listeners who weren't there last night, the roast. We've heard my roast. We've heard Thorno's roast. Up next, we've got Deal Rook and Nick Cody, then Carl Chandler. So you're currently joining us in the middle of people hearing it go down last night. What bits are you most excited about them experiencing?
Maybe Carl's roast. we'll see if it plays well on radio as it did in the room.
There is only so much we can play on radio. The show went for about nearly 2 hours last night. Of that 2 hours, what do you think is, Sonia, what do you think is airable content?
Maybe 2 minutes.
Perfect for radio. Perfect. Yeah. Sonia, is that
the
first?
2 minutes of my stuff, I reckon.
Is that the first roast you've ever done?
It's the first one I've ever done, and I've got the bug.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Who are we going to do next?
Maybe Tommy again.
I know, there's still more gear we didn't get to.
Yeah, I'm thinking of actually changing my solo show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It's just going to be a 50-minute extended roast of Tommy.
Sonia, I was nervous about one joke that I made about you because I had variations of the punchline and I really wasn't sure with the one I went with. I'll play it. I mean, you've heard it, but this is for everyone to hear.
Sonia DiOrio obviously sounds like Oreo. That's exciting. Sonia DiOrio, Oreo. There's a big difference between Sonia and an Oreo. I would eat an Oreo.
I love that.
Okay, good. I just wanted to.
But also, she'd only be hurt if she wanted you to eat her, and she absolutely doesn't, I'm sure.
Not asking, really.
And the roast continues.
Like I said, I've got the bug.
Hey, Sonia, your show is called I'm Not a Robot. Are you excited about kicking it off?
I'm so excited, especially now that I've added roast jokes about you in it.
What is your show roughly about? Is there a theme?
Yeah, it is. It's about how much better my life would be if I was a robot.
Yeah. It could make you into a roasting robot. That's fun.
Yeah, no, well, number one, I wouldn't have been crying all day because my feelings wouldn't have been hurt from the roast.
Sonia, you were so excellent last night and I can't wait to see your show. As I said, it's called I'm Not a Robot. It starts April 9th at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Grab your tickets. Sonia DiOrio, thank you again.
Thanks for having me.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
You Wednesday Arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is on now until April 21. You can book now at comedyfestival.com.au, but we did the roast of Tommy Little last night.
So many fantastic shows at the Comedy Festival. Come and see mine. It is called Tommy Little Has a Regular Size Deck. and it starts this weekend. Cheap tickets for Easter too.
So far you've heard me, you've heard Thorno, you've heard Sonia DiOrio roast you.
Yes.
Tomorrow we will be getting your right of reply, yes, plus Adam Gilchrist, one of the highlights of the night.
Gilly.
But right now we are combining two of our roasters into this segment.
Now why is that, Carrie?
Most of what they said cannot go to air.
No.
It was so brilliant in the room and played so well to the room, but not so good for kids in cars. Mm.
So
who have you got up first?
We've got Dilruk Jayasinghe up first, and let's play out of his 10-minute set the about 30 seconds we can air.
It's weird to roast the man because Tommy is rich, good-looking and single. Do you know how your personality has to be for someone like Tommy Little be single? Even Hitler had a girlfriend. Tommy has been doing comedy for almost 20 years and has been single, playing the field for most of that time. The only thing Tommy has spread more than laughs is herpes. Tommy quit doing TV to do radio, thinking, how can I do something even more degrading than the project that isn't an Uncle Toby's ad? Tommy pushes his body to the limits, be it climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, swimming a channel, or running a marathon in Antarctica. Still not as brutal on the body than the women who have unprotected sex with him.
I really wish I'd previewed that before.
I reckon too.
Yeah. Anyway, yep. Did you happen to listen to that?
Nope. I didn't.
Good stuff.
He did also call me Fifi.
Yes, he did.
Yes, which was quite funny.
We're different people.
Oh.
And he said, you all look alike to me.
Yes, he did. I think I got called Sonia Kruger at one point in the night as well.
It's all fun.
Nick Cody,
yes.
A great friend of our show and this network.
Yes.
He also had to be cut down because we couldn't air a lot of his stuff. In fact, I think his is, how long does his bit go for now?
29 seconds.
Just under 30.
Yeah, let's have a listen.
Now it's time for Carrie and Tommy, or as I call them, beanies and bags. I think you're annoyed. I've come for a night out, some time away from work, and there's another blonde radio host who makes more than me telling me what to do. Tommy, we've been mates for close to 20 years. You're a ripper mate, hilarious comedian, and you've truly achieved the impossible. You're a highly successful person whilst being a Collingwood supporter. I love you, mate. Thanks for having me on.
There was so much more than that. Hopefully we can put some of it online. Actually, I don't even know whether I can see it.
No, you're looking around the room like the internet's going to answer you.
I know, I'm just looking for someone to tell me what's legal to air and not legal to air. Yeah.
The roast etiquette is so funny because you have someone just tear you limb from limb for like 5 minutes, and then they say at the end, love you, and they come up and give you a hug and then walk back to the
show. I know. But there was a point in the night, as we've discussed earlier in the show, where things took a turn,
yes,
and the roasting attention swiveled from you to someone else in the room, and we are going to discuss that next.
Carrie and Tommy.
View Wednesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and if you're just joining us, it's the post-roast show.
Yes, it is the slightly dusty show because we had it was meant to be the roast of me last night, but it did take a turn. And to discuss that turn, we bring one of the star roasters, Mr. Tom Ballard, to the show.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm actually pretty offended and, like, my feelings are pretty hurt. And actually, you're going to be hearing from my lawyers because what you guys said last night, pretty messed up. I didn't like it.
You were so wonderful last night, TB. Thank you, firstly, for doing it. You were great.
Mate, it was a dream gig. That crowd was amazing and I was the funniest and everyone else sucked.
You were absolutely so freaking funny and we're going to be playing your bit tomorrow on air. So if you want to hear Tom Ballard in
his funniness.
You can
play some of that on air?
We can.
Any of that is you go to air?
To be fair, yours is on the shorter side of what we can air, but we are playing it. But you said before that our lawyers are going to be hearing from you. Our lawyers or more Carl Chandler's lawyer, do you think?
Well, look, Carl Chandler did have a little strategy. He's a good friend of mine. We've been doing comedy. We've been outside around the same time. And he decided that he would dedicate his entire set to roasting me and my fat little belly.
Can we play a bit now? Can you just play a bit? Can you sit through it again if we just play a little minute of it so we can all enjoy it together?
Go on. This is all that Carl has in his life. So I'm happy to indulge him.
It might be also good for you to firm up your legal arguments. Let's have a listen.
All right. Let's address the elephant in the room. Tom Ballard, everyone.
Of course, Tom Ballard is here. He heard there was a roast. He spent half an hour backstage looking for the carvery. Nick Cody's here. Nick, you know Tom Ballard, yeah? Cool. Tom Ballard's very into the science of climate change. And I'm with him. I also believe the ocean levels are rising, especially when Tom Ballard goes into the ocean. Luke McGregor's here. You like this one? Tom Ballard's boyfriend.
I think there was a moment where we knew, because we were like, surely not, surely not. He's not going to spend the entire 5 or 50 minutes, whatever the hell long it went for. Surely he's not going to get to turn the whole thing to Tom Ballard fat jokes. And then he bloody did it.
Yes, and I feel like the audience laughter grew as they started to cotton on to the fact that he wasn't going to move on to anyone else.
No, he wasn't.
Did he give you a heads up at all that that's what was happening?
I saw him before the roast and he said, he's thrown out everything that he'd already written and he spent the whole day working on something else. That's all he told me.
Because when I spoke to him during the day, he was giggling to himself and he goes, man, I've got an idea. I've got an idea and I reckon it's going to be funny. And that's all he told me as well. So I had no idea.
I was furious because I didn't have that much stuff on Carl because, like, no one knows who the hell he was. He's got a bomb. I was like, surely I will just move along quickly. And then he turned out to be the star of the night. I should have more stuff in the chamber.
You were brilliant. But I think what is brilliant about you, and not everybody can take it, is that you took what he said with such good grace and came back and fired and was funny. Because to sit up there and have people roast you is actually harder than it looks. And I just think your nature, and maybe it's because you've got a little bit of roaster in you as well, I just thought the way you handled it was actually made it so comfortable to watch. So I think it was actually really good.
Well, thanks, Gary. I couldn't breathe. It was so funny. And it's just comedians, we just love great jokes, right? And if someone spends that much time writing great jokes, how fat you are. And I'm not that fat. So I'm actually not that fat. And it was annoying, you know, I'm on the same stage as Dilruk Jai Singh and I'm the fat guy.
Well, Tom, if it makes you feel better, did Vox Pop people on the way out and all they said, they couldn't actually remember Carl's name, but they did remember your name. So all they said was, oh, I love the guy who gave Tom Ballard shit.
Great. I'll take that.
Hey,
good brand awareness.
Everyone should go check out Tom Ballard's show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It is called Tom Ballard. Good point, well made. Once again, brother, thank you for last night. You were excellent.
Thank you, friends. Legends.
Gary and Tommy.
Hey, some bummer news out this morning that I saw on Instagram.
Tools
is that
down.
Splendor in the Grass has been cancelled for 2024.
Tools are down.
I don't know what tools you were going to use to build it, but you don't need them anymore.
Why?
So apparently it's just like there's been a string of festivals already cancelled. They haven't said why. Groovin' in the Move was previously pulled only a...
Groovin' the Move.
Groovin' the Move.
Wow, any cool you had really rocked out with Groovin' in the Move.
Do you reckon DJ Grief will be ever playing Groovin' the Move?
Groovin' in the Move.
That was cancelled.
Ollie, are you going to Groovin' the Move? Take a jumper. It gets cold at Groovin' the Move. Mummy will come as well. I'm a cool
Mummy's
mum.
Mummy's performing there, actually.
Yeah, I'm DJ Grief. Ollie. Oh, I'm DJ Quick.
What do you mean you don't need a lift anymore? You don't want to go?
Have they moved the groove? Or is it still in the same spot?
Falls Festival, which is also presented by Splendor, that was cancelled in 2023. After 28 years to rest, recover and recalibrate is their words. And so I don't know if it's a financial decision. I don't know. They only just announced the lineup a little while ago. Kylie Minogue, Future, Arcade Fire. Yes. Were due to hit Future and Arcade Fire. Are they the same?
No.
They're separate. Future and Arcade Fire. Yep. I think also there was Turnstile and Angie McMahon and Baby Gravy. And Middle Kids.
So I read
these actual names. Are they just talking like there's Baby Gravy and Middle Kids? Is this just someone's family?
Ollie, will you be seeing?
Ollie, are these real bands? They have silly names.
Mum doesn't understand Baby Gravy.
No, it's just like when you say Baby gravy and middle kids. It sounds like you're just talking about your family lineup.
I get that you don't know these bands. I do understand that.
Anyway, I have some sadness for the fact I went to Splendor last year and it was absolutely awesome.
Yes, I've been many years, Gary, and we know that you went for the first time.
Yeah, and
now
I
you've
loved
killed
it. And I was ready
to. <You've killed> it.
Is that the problem? All the old mums have started going. They're like, oh, God.
Ollie, it's good with the move still on.
Gary and Tommy.
For you Wednesday, Arvo, it's Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
The Time Game Jackpots Weekly.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
When exactly 5 seconds is up.
Wouldn't you rather be driving Australia's number one selling vehicle, Ford Ranger? Discover why at your local Ford dealer.
This week, the jackpot is up to...
$3,300.
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
And this game is so easy to win. All you have to do is say stop when exactly 5 seconds is up. To show you how easy it is, I'm going to demonstrate now because ask me if I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yes.
And start.
Hang on. No, oh, you don't say start.
I was going to
count
in my head. No, that doesn't work.
No.
Sorry.
No. The ferret says start. Yeah.
Start.
Stop.
Stop. Why did you say stop?
Yeah, I got confused because I always have to listen to the boss.
Yeah, I went to play two.
Yeah.
How'd I go?
4:38.
How'd he go?
I said just after you.
Yeah.
Oh, g'day, Jonathan.
How you going, Tommy?
Oh, I mean, struggling in here, to be honest. But do you want to win $3,300?
Yeah, why not? I'll have a crack at it.
Okay, you ready to go?
Yep.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh, that felt pretty good in my waters, but I'll be honest, Jonathan, I drank so much last night, my waters are beers, so I'm not sure if they can be trusted. What are you going to do if you win the cash?
I'll probably take the family for a little trip, maybe.
Yes, that sounds fun.
Best of luck.
Come on, ferret boy, make Jonathan's dreams come true.
Ferret boy?
He's just my nickname ferret. For him. Ferret boy.
Ferret man.
Ferret man. Okay.
Five.
Oh, okay, that's a good start.
0.82.
Ah, bummer.
Yeah. Oh. G'day, Lucy.
Hello.
Lucy, we've already had one.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Lucy. That's not that song.
It's Ruby.
Ruby.
Lucy, I'm so sorry.
I'll take both.
I've song nomad you. Are you ready to play, Lucy?
Yes, I am.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh.
I felt so good.
Little,
oh, my God.
Our little ferret man.
Oh, my God, Lucy.
He's kicked his little ball over into the corner, which means you're pretty close, Luce.
Oh, my God. What are you doing with $3,300 if you get it?
Survive at the moment. Maybe a little sneaky night away, pay some bills.
Okay. A sneaky night away to pay some bills.
Maybe. No, it's not paying
maybe
the bills.
Take some children out, let's be honest.
Sorry, I had to. No, you had to go away to pay your bills.
No, sneaky night away and pay some bills.
Ah,
that's not her idea of a great night in.
I thought that was a funny way to spend a holiday, Luce. I'm going to be honest. How did Lucy go?
4.93.
No.
Great death. G'day, Kelly.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. We just had a great death, Kelly.
Oh, my God.
Kel, are you ready to win some money?
Yes, you know what? I just got off a plane in Fiji and I'm at an international airport waiting to go for a car.
Oh, you don't deserve this then. My God, you're already on holiday, Kel.
You know what? I saved for 3 years for this.
You absolutely deserve it then.
This is really hard.
Tell me when to go. I'm going to count in my head.
What happens if Kelly dies right at the start of her holiday?
No, I hope she's got insurance.
Stop.
Okay. Sorry, Kelly, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Start.
Stop.
Oh, I reckon the time difference.
Had to go all the way to Fiji.
There's a signal. Maybe there's a delay on the line.
That was about 14 seconds.
I hope you haven't booked your accommodation already.
Maybe it's like delayed.
Maybe we're wrong.
Just on island time, you know?
On island time. Mahalo. How did Kelly go?
Oh, wow.
7.20.
Oh, my God, no.
My goodbye.
Have a good trip to your death. Nick, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready to play?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, passing you over to Jesse now.
Start.
Stop.
What happened? That was so quick. Was that quick? Was that not quick? Or did I just...
No, it felt long.
Oh, did it feel long for you? Okay. Sorry, Nick. I might have, maybe I had a microslip or something.
Oh, good.
How did Nick go, Jesse boy?
5.
Oh, that's good. Sorry.
0.62.
Oh,
that was a nervous death, wasn't it? Oh, I'm sick of killing people today. Okay. Can we do it again next week?
I'd love to. Yeah.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Bye.
Bye.
Another podcast with Carrie and Tommy is all wrapped up thanks to Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out at alintaenergy.com.au. True power.